Nolte, Board Members Furious Over Secret Meeting with Will Smith and Oscar Bosses. By John Nolte on April 1, 2022. A previously undisclosed short virtual meeting between Will Smith and Academy President David Rubin and CEO Don Hudson on March 29 could be causing a new crisis to hit the Oscar organization, reports the far-left Deadline. Wait, it gets better. The new shockwave is hitting hard because those in the Academy's Board of Governors meeting yesterday beginning disciplinary procedures against Smith weren't in the know. Why would they keep this from us? Exclaimed one insider who participated in Wednesday's board meeting. It only contributes to an atmosphere of suspicion and lack of leadership. I couldn't be any more in love with this scandal if it looked like Pam Grier and tasted like cheesecake. Remember on Monday when I told y'all that as people began to process this, the outrage against Will Smith would grow? Well, caught up in this firestorm is the morally corrupt Motion Picture Academy. Why? Because they're the ones paid millions of dollars not to need time to process something as outrageously wrong as one of their own guest presenters getting assaulted on their watch. Language warning. The Academy knows this, too, so now they're scrambling and covering up and telling lies about how we most certainly did ask. Will, you can bang my wife but not joke about her Smith to leave. Well, they didn't ask Will, you can bang my wife but not joke about her Smith to leave. In fact, more than one source now claims the show's producer, Will Packer, expressly told Will, you can bang my wife but not joke about her Smith, he could stay right there in his elite seat, collect his Oscar, and enjoy two standing ovations, just minutes after he assaulted a much smaller man on worldwide TV. And now we're discovering the Academy bosses, behind the back of their own board members, had a secret meeting with Smith. How stupid are these people? Well, as we have seen from the collapse of the Academy Awards into a woke-tard festival of self-serving smug, these people are flaming idiots. A guy commits an assault, battery against one of your guests, and this is how you behave? Even after you've had some time to process it, this is how you behave? You lie and cover up? I'm a pretty forgiving guy, at least I'd like to think so. You didn't see me get all bent out of shape over the fact that Will, you can bang my wife but not joke about her Smith was an ask to leave immediately after the assault. I get it. Everyone was in shock. He's about to win an Oscar. The show must go on. I get it. I really do. As I said above, the Academy should have booted him. After all, they're paid a lot of money to make the right calls in split seconds. And according to numerous sources, some people were calling for the right decision to be made, calling for him to be ejected. But the idiots in charge overruled them. And now, all these days later, after the Academy has had plenty of time to box its moral compass, it's all lies and covering up. What a glorious shitshow. These are such vile people. Movies used to be the greatest art form ever conceived. A uniquely American art form filled with beauty and dreams and wonder and excitement and escape. No one made movies like Hollywood did. No one came close. It was our shared culture, our shared cathedral. And even though neurotic eccentrics have always been drawn to the arts, Hollywood was an industry run by adults who never sought to normalize evil, who never targeted the innocence of our children. And now these wicked, degenerate, anti-art, morally illiterate woke-tards have strolled in and shit all over it. So I ask you, what could be more fun than watching bad people get everything they got coming to them? Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.